In August and September, Kansas tax collections missed the mark by more than $30 million each month. That's significant because the state savings account this year was estimated to be less than $100 million. In November, a group of economists and state officials will gather to update the revenue projections. Annie McKay, with the Kansas Center for Economic Growth, says even if the state still has money in the bank, the new estimates could point to a looming shortfall in the coming months.
If the estimates are lowered in November, that could put us upside down immediately and in the place where we're looking at having to make some budget adjustments.
Governor Sam Brownback has the authority to make cuts if needed to keep the Kansas budget balanced. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.